This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Welcome back to Primetime and SOB Edition. A couple other things on our radar today. A couple Suk-related items. One of his great theories about romance and murder proved correct.
Try to tell people.
You try to tell people
I've been
frequently.
Warning people for years.
And you're proven right once again.
Marriage isn't going right. There's two places you don't go.
We also have some audio that might push Suk's button, so just a little bit, just a little poking of the bear, but not much. Yeah. And then in the club, I don't know if you saw the surprise divorce party that went viral.
Yeah, I did see the surprise divorce
party. That was something. That was a move.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we should normalize divorce parties. I mean, they say divorce is expensive because it's worth it. I've never known anyone that has had a divorce that was like, good marriages don't end in divorce. So,
I mean, how many divorced people really are like, you know what? It was so much better then.
No.
Like, almost no one.
Going through a divorce is awful, but when you're on the other side of it, you realize that you hated the ass or you hated the bitch, and now you're happy that it's done. I think we should normalize surprise divorce parties.
And speaking of surprises, there's buried treasure in a West Coast city that was not found for 5 weeks. It's now been found. Did you see this story?
Well, no, I did not see this.
It's like a throwback. It's pretty cool. There was a clue and a map and a...
Well, I'm often puzzled. Like, why the idea of buried treasure? Like,
why
was everyone back in the day burying treasure? Like, no one does that.
No banks,
no... No one does that today.
No vaults.
No one buries treasure.
No, but someone did, and someone's found it.
Randomly digging holes? If I was rich, I would 100% have buried treasure hunts.
That seems like a really fun activity. Doesn't that seem kind of like one of those Mr. Beast things that you were watching?
I could see Mr. Beast do that. Like, if you have all the money in the world, bury $1 million somewhere and not tell anyone.
And then just leak out little clues and have people, like, try to find it.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Figure it out.
I love it. Let's get to some headlines. Yesterday's big one, of course, the Portland Trailblazers going up for sale. And we talked a lot about the type of owner that you would want, even without naming specific names. We did also talk about specific names, including whether you would want Phil Knight for an owner, and that's no longer a conversation we need to have.
Nah, Phil came out today and said that he's just too old. Yeah. And 5 years ago when this got brought up, he was considering it. And I know everyone's like, well, what's the difference between, you know, 82 or 83 and 87? Well, because by the time you buy it, you're going to be 88 and 89. And my guess is you just don't want to deal with it at the time.
And what are the chances you turn it around in a year or two or five?
Yeah. I mean, it was a civic duty, I think, that he had, you know,
of course.
Before that.
And I think that when he first wanted it, it seemed like it made a lot more sense if he could do it on that timeline. And
well,
now it's just...
doing the Albina Neighborhood Project, right? And connecting the Lloyd Center with Moda and kind of doing that whole thing. And... you know, 4 or 5 years is a long time. When you're 87, soon to be 88, do you really want to take on something that's going to run you $4 billion? I know money's not the end-all, the be-all for Phil. He's got plenty of it, but I love that was, like, that's the name that everyone's, like, was clamoring for. We told you that wasn't likely going to happen, nor do you need it. The amount of fear that everyone has with someone outside of Portland coming in to buy this team.
Like, if it's not Phil, if it's some other group, that they're just going to take it away.
Well, Paul Allen wasn't from Portland either.
Yeah.
Paul Allen was a Seattle guy, like through and through. He bought the Seahawks as a civic duty. He bought Seattle. He bought the Seahawks simply to keep them in Seattle. He was an NBA guy through and through. Paul Allen never moved the team to Seattle. So this fear that, like, I had someone today text me and be like, why would anyone not think that who, because to buy an expansion team, it's going to run you $5 or $6 billion.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just buy this team and move it? Because they already have a team in Seattle.
Yeah.
There's going to be an expansion team. I don't know how else to calm people's nerves. It is going to be someone from out of market, and they're not going to move.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's nothing in life that is a certainty. I suppose death and taxes.
Well, we were also talking yesterday, like, where would they even move to? What's the city that needs the team that that's pining for one that makes more sense than a place where there's already the basketball culture and the fan base that exists?
Yeah. So, like, in the last 30-plus years, well, actually more, I think it was like 1985, 86. Since then, you've had, like, three teams move. And by the way, two of those teams ended up, one of them was the whole Charlotte New Orleans thing, and they gave Charlotte back a team.
Right.
And Seattle is going to get their team back. NBA doesn't want teams leaving.
Right.
They're not going to do this again. I just can't stress that enough. That's the last thing you should be worried about. Is that someone from out of market, which it will be someone from out of market, because there's not a lot of Portland people that are sitting on
billions
of dollars. And by the way, it's not just having, you know, $4 billion to build the team. Let's assume $1 billion to $2 billion to either renovate or build a new arena. It's not even about having, if you had $5 billion, you still couldn't pull this off. It's having $5 billion and still all the operating capital.
Yeah, it's like, having liquidity. It's having the money up front to prove that you can back up what you're promising to be able to insure. I mean, it's all of that.
So, you know, when the Walmart people bought the Broncos, dude, they weren't from Denver. They were from Arkansas. When Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers, Steve Ballmer wasn't from L.A. When Matt Ishbia bought the Phoenix Suns, he's not from Phoenix. It's just, we've got to get over this weird small market mentality where if it's not someone with deep Portland roots, oh my God, what are we going to do? By the way, last time I checked, Dan Lanning didn't have any roots to Oregon, and he turned out to be pretty good.
That's exactly right.
Seems to be doing a pretty good job. You know, you can move here and actually like it.
Yeah.
This idea that this is, again, just going back to this is some sort of city hellscape that no one could possibly want to do business in. You're going to be okay. You're going to get a rich owner. They're not going to be from here, and you're going to get some form of a new arena, and you're going to be okay. The Blazers are going to be here.
Well, that's our headline of the day, but coming up, we need to get into a lot of NBA things. We have a potential closeout night in the NBA for two series, plus a lot of last night's tidbits. Did one quarter define an NBA champion? I want to ask Suk that question, and a lot else to get to. You're listening to Primetime 1080 The Fan. Here's Ortner with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.